New Moon Theater Company is known for entertaining audiences with challenging and provocative works, both classic and contemporary, that are not often produced on the main stages of Memphis. And the show that's about to open this coming Friday certainly fits the bill. It's Bug by Tracy Letts, who is best known for August Osage County. That show opens this Friday and runs through November the 4th and is going to be staged at Theater Works 2085 Monroe. So the next two weekends, you have the opportunity to see a show that critics have just loved. And we're going to talk to the director, Gene Elliott, from New Moon Theater Company. And he brought one of the actors with him, Kel Christie. Our good friend Kel Christie is playing lesbian biker RC.
Yeah, she is.
She's playing it, baby. She's playing it. Well, it's good to have you both here. Thanks for coming by this afternoon.
Jackie.
Well, let's talk about this, because this is an early work by Tracy Letts.
Yeah, I believe so.
His second work, I believe.
Because he did August Osage County. I know that's what got him noticed. And he did the
Pulitzer.
He got the Pulitzer. And he did the show that was set in the donut shop. And
Superior Donuts, which came after August. Killer Joe was his first play, which is that movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
I cannot, in good consciousness, recommend, because, oh, my God. But Bug is... was his second play, I think, right, Gene?
I believe so. Yeah. You're right.
So I know that he always brings forth, dysfunctional characters, and boy howdy, in this show.
Oh yeah, and then some.
And then some. This is a heavy hitting piece of drama.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
Would you say it's Kafkaesque?
Oh, because of the Bug connection, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just strangeness.
It's very surreal and just. Oodles of paranoia. So it's a very, very dark side of life.
Well, I read an interview with him when I was preparing for this role, and he said something about Bug really explores sort of an unhealthy paranoia about what things are going on around you, government control and mind control and things like that, drug-fueled, certainly. But Tracy Letts was saying that he believes in a healthy amount of paranoia. And I think, if memory serves, it was first written in 96, sort of as a response to the Tim McVeigh Oklahoma City bombings. And then it gained more traction, about 7 years after that. Mm-hmm. And a Memphis local, Shannon, what's her last name? She worked at Playhouse for several years, and she originated the role of Agnes, and she's from Memphis, and so several of our own Memphis theater family got to go see her in New York do that.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. So Agnes is the role that Tracy Handsome is playing in your...
Yeah.
Well, set up the plot for us.
Well, it's set in a kind of a seedy hotel in Oklahoma, and it's this woman who's kind of cocooned herself away from the rest of the world, having had an abusive ex-husband, and she's a partier, to say it lightly, and she invites a guy to stay with her platonically, and over the course of time and drugs and closeness, relationships develop, and then things start getting weird with they start feeling like they have bugs under their skin, and they're trying to figure out where they came from and why they're there, and that's where the paranoia starts really kicking into high gear. And nobody else can see them, but they do.
Lay off the coke.
Yeah. That's,
that might be.
The takeaway.
The takeaway is, set a limit on yourself with the coke.
Yes.
Oh, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
So so your character's RC. You're a friend of Agnes's.
I am. In fact, I'm the one who brings the young man in question, played by Dylan Atkins, over to her hotel room. And I think I am. She works at a club with the character that I play. And I think that I am one of the few friends that she has that she still stays in contact. And they are, in fact, very, very close. But she refuses to really, Tracy's character, Agnes, refuses to really leave or do anything. Well, RC brings a young man over with her to Agnes's hotel room that she met. And I think ostensibly to sort of help her come out of her shell a bit and say, look at this good-looking guy. Let's go to this friend's house. Anyway, so it's RC that introduces the two of them. And Hilarity ensues.
She said with her tongue firmly planted. Don't
firmly planted. It's a neat role. Every role in this play absolutely. Is really, really great. And we've got really heavy hitters, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, Jim Palmer's doing a small role in it. And he's so wonderful. Just wonderful to listen to his voice every time. It cracks me up. He's so great. And Greg Bowler's playing the abusive ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And and John Dylan Atkins is playing the suitor.
The gentleman caller.
The gentleman caller, as it were. He's the recent Rising Star recipient, the Ostrander.
Right, that's right.
And then Tracy Hansen is right now in Hot L Baltimore, and who has been my love interest before, actually, in Boston Marriage. So Tracy and I are deeply in love with each other. So we're having a really good time, all of us. It's great. It's awesome.
Well, so what made you want to choose this show, and then how did you approach staging this and directing it?
Well, I read it, and I thought we'd have to be totally insane to take this on, just because it's technically, oh my gosh, it's unbelievably complicated, both sound, textures, and
I mean, just the drug props alone.
Yeah.
You know? Seriously, yeah. There's a lot of paraphernalia that goes with that that I didn't know anything about.
And we actually brought a police officer in just to talk to us about that drug culture, how they react, what his experience has been with dealing with crackheads on the street. So,
oh, my gosh.
It's really kind of it's awful, but it's fascinating.
So then you get the spoon.
No, there's no spoon involved.
Oh,
no.
There's not?
I don't want to get into it right now, Kaki, because I feel like this might be the wrong kind of instruction for WKNO and NPR listeners. But he was very informative, and boy, you know, his purpose was not there to say, hey, actors, don't do drugs. But, again, the takeaway was don't mess with it, man. I mean, just the choices that lead us down these paths are sometimes one feels bad for people who are sort of forced into those choices, yeah.
I think is what I'm
trying to say. And, and, you know, he was fascinating. He had a lot of really interesting things to say.
Yeah, the thing with this play is it's when you really start reading it, it's how realistic it is. And you can tell with all the stage direction, that's what he's trying to get, is the more realistic you can make the set and the costumes and the characters and all the sound and textures, the better. Mm-hmm. So he's really striving to make it as real of a world as possible.
And, you know, what I like about it is the idea that it could just be drug-fueled paranoia, a descent into madness, but there also could be truth to the theories of conspiracy that especially Dylan's character holds, you know, that there really might be some, you know, I love the fact that the play doesn't really take a definitive side on that, which I think is really very cool. And that's something that you can only do in theater and not really in film. Do you know what I mean? Like in film, they show you exactly what to look at. And so the choice is made for the audience member, which, don't get me wrong, I adore film. But I think that's one of the strengths of live theater, is that the audience is as much a collaborator, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
As anybody else.
And the way we're portraying this, I'm trying to dance that razor's edge between answering questions, because I want the audience to have that participation, to be able to see what they want to see in it.
Right. This is fascinating. So apart from having the police officer come, mm-hmm. and what else did you do to prepare the actors? What else did you guys go through?
Well, I did a lot of reading, and I know Tracy did some too, and Dylan, that's a big part of what he likes to do.
And the same with Greg. He's a huge researcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just reading about but what I did not do, and I think that some of the others might have done, is reading about some of the government conspiracy. I think Dylan, in fact, may have done that. I'm almost certain he did. Conspiracies about the Oklahoma City bombing, about 9/11, these sort of, about the landing on the moon, you know, all these sort of, the Kennedy assassination, you know, all of these that we sometimes think of as crackpot theories, but, you know, you get into them enough and you're like, I wonder, you know, it's very interesting, certainly.
Sure.
And you know, I think the idea, Dylan says at one point, we're not safe. We can't be safe. No one's safe, which is so unsettling and so interesting.
True.
Which is, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but I think I'm so unimportant that why would anybody pay attention to me? But
well,
still.
All of your emails and phone messages are, you know, the government's looking at all of that,
yeah.
honey.
Yeah.
So just be careful what you say.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I read too many liberal websites. I don't know. But there is all that stuff out there. I mean, you know, the government controlling food. I mean, small farmers.
Oh, I've heard things about, yes, and I've heard things about if you mention these 10, 20 words on the phone in an email, that's flagged. You know, I've heard all of these things that I have heard about. So, you know, the drug thing is certainly essential to the play and all, but I think more important probably is the idea about how safe are we? How alone are we? How separated and how watched are we? What do you mm-hmm. think?
Absolutely.
Am I putting words into the director's mouth?
Oh, no. And that's been the other wonderful thing. This for this show in particular, we've had probably more character discussion, and it's been such a fun ride to be on, because just letting Tracy and Kel and Greg and John and Jim, all of those guys just tear it apart and chew on it and just – it's been wonderful to watch. And I just kind of sit back and giggle because it's just – it's been such a fun ride for me.
Well, I wonder how it is just from an actor standpoint too, because, I mean, there have been times when I've been in pretty heavy shows and you kind of take it home with you even if you don't mean to.
Yeah, that would be a question more for Dylan or Tracy,
yeah.
because I don't take RC home with me. She's although I love stepping into her, but for them, I know another challenge they're having is, as Jean said, the language is so realistic, and you know how we talk in fragments and we interrupt each other and we talk over each other, and having to learn that, you know. It's so much easier to learn lines when it's, I ask you a question, and then you answer the question, and then I respond in kind, you know. But that's not happening. People are talking over each other a lot, and people are interrupting, and things come out of left field. And so it's really been the language that's very illuminating once you sort of do sink into it. But that's also been a real interesting challenge, I think.
Especially for Dylan and Tracy, because basically they don't leave the stage.
Mm-mm, not much.
Now, Dylan's character, he's a veteran? He's a war veteran?
Yes.
So, I mean, I can understand this character having paranoia. I mean, he's been through this awful experience.
Yes, right. And at one point, Tracy's character says, the government would not do this to you. And he said, oh, yeah, like they wouldn't, you know, watch people die of syphilis in Tuskegee. And like they, you know, he like names a couple of things that are like, in fact, that did happen, you know. And so you're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's real. I don't know.
Gosh.
It's interesting.
It is interesting. And it's interesting how you can apply this to what's going on in the world today, too.
And it's just fun to get creeped out at Halloween.
Well, it is.
Quite frankly. It's sometimes that's just
And that's
to
what
do.
We do best.
So Bug opens this Friday. And it's going to run the next two weekends, Friday, Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through November the 4th. And people can get tickets. Tickets are really, they're very nicely priced, $15 mm-hmm. for adults and $12 for seniors, students, and military. We want to mention that little ones should not come to this show.
No.
Absolutely. There is nudity and very strong language. So.
Okay. So Tracy gets a little naked.
Dylan gets a little naked. Tracy gets a little naked. Dylan gets like there's nudity is what I'm trying to say. There is nudity in this play,
and it's very realistic.
It's just bodies. You know what? We all got bodies.
We sure
it's
do.
Just bodies.
It's
Everybody's
just,
got a body.
It's just skin covering up organs.
You know, once you've had children, you're like, whatever. It's fine. It doesn't matter anymore. It's okay.
Well, this is some heavy material. But you know, when you see Tracy Letts' name attached to it, then you see these fabulous actors. You know, you just got to go see it.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a fun ride.
But it truly is not for children. I would say, in fact, under, 18, probably.
Yes.
Not
emphatic.
Really.
NC-17, that kind
no,
of thing?
No, it's not so much that, not like Killer Joe, which was, oh, my God. But it's just more, it's just not appropriate for people who are minors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So grown-ups, if you want to witness some grown-up theater, then then see Tracy Letts's Bug. And one of the reviewers did say that it's just a brilliantly written account of a descent into madness.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly that.
So, again, opening this Friday, running through November 4th, you can get tickets by calling the Newman box office at 484-3467. You can also find out more information about this show and the rest of their season at their website, and that's newmoontheater.org. Gene Elliott directing Bug. Kel Christie is RC.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Just for a couple of hours on the weekend.
But
truly want to thank both of you guys for coming in this afternoon. Thanks, because I wasn't familiar with this, so I got to read about it and know a little more about it, and now I'm excited to come see it.
Thanks, Kaki.
I sure will.